Claire's dream. She feared that he dreamed her again, with his head on a sack of souls in slumber on the midnight moonlight border, as if he were George beside her. She lay on the pulsing arm of the master of the crossroads as he told her he would not be Alexander Downer for all the oil in the Timor Sea. Like all obsessives, the mind of the master revolved on card-stacked scenes. The snap with fat fishnets in dreams. Fuck me, flirt heels. That smoky bar where they set up a slick boy to implicate Russians. Every chortling MI6 conspiracy. The bugging devices disguised as charity. In Dili, where the infant mortality is like this. A grisly tarot skull picture. Then Gillard denying the trickery, insulting them with a spokesman who was spy. And Upper's cool Woodside consultancy, which finally snapped poor witness K, now pressured and pleading guilty, the forthright but raided Colleri, once on his way overseas to testify, now carrying some cross of passportless humanity to prison as a token lawyer's fee. There is more than one passport, as you yourself might say, however Claire recalled, and the brave K information meant they renegotiated more in Timor's favour. With a sudden tarot grin, he vanished, and the dark cards scattered free. But waking, she could still half hear the master. Don't you know, my dear, that once I diced with Downer? For all the oil that was in the Timor Sea.